the balance that we seek with this simultaneous stillness and motion is so fine. And when you reach this balance, one thing that you notice is the deep relaxation associated with it. So begin preparing for this balance by relaxing deeply to begin the practice. Discover the natural state of the body in the release of all tension, letting it leave your body on the exhalation, and the release of turbulent energy that carries distraction, chattering mind. Release it on the exhalation as well. And in the release of the turbulent energy and somatic tension, you discover the absence of compulsive chatter, silence, the natural state of speech. And settle the mind in its natural state. Which first of all means that you rest in the present moment. Not scurrying off to the past or the future. Even in the absence of all stimulation, the present moment suffices. Leaves you content in the richness of what can be discovered here and now. So for a time, rest in this natural state of the mind, free of appearances. Let your intention for this few moments be to rest on the end of the scale of shamatha without a sign, awareness of awareness. Become familiar with the stillness. And now maintain this stillness. And your knowing of space, the space of the mind. And shift with intention on the sliding scale towards an interest in appearances. You don't cultivate appearances. You just let them be. Allow them to flow or to arise unimpeded. You may notice as soon as you shift your interest towards appearances, that these appearances bring a great clarity with them. And usually we sacrifice the stillness for the clarity. Now maintain the stillness while you feel this clarity of appearances. The key to maintaining the stillness of your awareness while these appearances arise, abide, and dissolve is radical impartiality. As the Tibetans say, let your awareness be a gracious host, welcoming unruly guests. Without preferring that they stay or without preferring that they go. Just let them be. However alluring, however disturbing, the appearance isn't the problem. If you are able to maintain your lucidity, you will be able to witness the entire life cycle of a mental appearance. You will witness it in the instant that it arises. Be present with it for its entire time it is there, and then watch it dissolve again, back into the space of the mind from which it arose. inevitably your mind will be set in motion. Your still awareness will grasp to one of these appearances, and off it goes. The space of the mind is shrunk down to the size of the appearance. Awareness has become fused with its object, and you have lost the witnessing distance. You have become non-lucid. As soon as you discover that, now, don't banish the appearance. Let the flow of appearances continue, unimpeded. Those appearances weren't the problem, it was the lack of lucidity. Just add a touch of lucidity without getting so excited that you wake yourself up and the dream ends. Over and over again, when you discover that your mind has been wandering, just become lucid in the midst of the dream. It's not that the dream appearances end. The key to maintaining this lucidity is that you can't be watching the mind from within the mind. Your vantage point is from that natural state of the mind that illuminates appearances but doesn't become them, doesn't become fused with them. Retain the spaciousness of your awareness that you cultivated with awareness of awareness when there were no appearances. And see this motion of appearances arising within that space. If you maintain the stillness and spaciousness of your awareness and know these appearances the instant that they arise within this space, you can easily distinguish stillness from motion. And you can have a simultaneous unified experience of stillness and motion. If you rest in this balance between lucidity and unimpeded appearances, even when you're not doing analysis, even when you're not inquiring, there is an inescapable observation. These are appearances arising within the space of the mind. You see their nature. And seeing their nature prevents you from grasping to them as something independent, concrete, a source of joy or suffering. You maintain your stillness. You see them for what they are, appearances, a dream. When your mind has gone wandering, don't banish the appearances. Simply add a light touch of lucidity.